Well, Zig and I are just two of many voices, right, that talk about ideas, whether it's financial or social or personal or spiritual. And it's just like reading a dozen books. You probably won't pick like just one to follow. You'll pick up something from one, not from another. Some will appeal to you, not from another. No one person has all the answers. Mm-hmm. So I give you, here's my version. Here's the richest man in Babylon's version. Here's someone else's version. You have to sort of take all of that and blend the two. Here's a book on good health that says if you do this, you'll live forever. The second book you read says if you do what that first book says, you'll die young. And you say, which book should I follow? And the answer is neither one. And here's the best advice I can give you. Make sure what you finally do, after listening to Zig and listening to me and listening to Brian and listening to a variety of other voices of experience, is finally decide for yourself. I will refine my life this way from Jim Rohn, some from Brian, some from Zig. Then make sure what you finally do is the product of your own conclusion. Mm. The key is to be a student, not a follower, but a student.
Beautiful. Let me tell you a little story that kind of parallels and goes along with this, and yet not really.
It doesn't matter, Zig. You're going to get paid anyway.
My first 2.5 years in the sales business, cookware, I struggled mightily. That doesn't mean I didn't sell a lot, because I did. I sold my furniture, sold my car. Not too far from the truth. And finally, I went to a meeting, and a man named P.C. Merrill revolutionarily changed my life. He gave me the key, the formula. It had to do with my image. Well, as a result of that, our company, not as a result of that, but the company I represented had a, what they call a National Booster Week every single year. During that week, we had to do no recruiting, no training, no collecting, no nothing, just sell, sell, sell. I sent my wife and baby home to Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, because I wanted to really put an all-out effort. I cooked pancakes for breakfast for folks. I made salads at lunch. I had a dinner party in the evening. I sold 2.5 times as much as that I'd ever sold in a single week, including that banner year, which I was having. I'd agreed to stop by in Atlanta to spend the night with my friend and a mentor, early age, Bill Cranford. I got there at about 2:00 in the morning, and for the next 2 hours, literally, I gave him the minute details of every one of those incredible sales I had made. I said, Bill, you know, I called on them. I said this, they said that. I said this, and they said that, and they bought. I called on the next one. I said this, they said that. I said this, and they bought. 2 solid hours, worst case of eye trouble since Adam and Eve. It was I. And finally, I wound down. And I said, oh, my goodness, Bill. I've talked for 2.5 hours. You haven't said a word. I said, how are you doing? Would you forgive me, Bill? I'm really embarrassed. That was a terrible thing to do. Bill Cranford, bless his heart, more like a big brother than anybody, said, Zig, don't give it a thought. You have every reason to be proud of what you have done. It was absolutely wonderful. But Zig, let me remind you of something. I'm the person who brought you in this business. I'm the one who trained you. I'm the one who for 2.5 years did those sales meetings every Monday morning that you attended. I'm the one who, when you grew discouraged, I would call you and lift you up. I'm the one who, when you were threatening to quit, I went up and worked the day with you. And Zig, as excited and as proud as you are of what you've done, you will never know joy until you've experienced what I have just experienced. It's what you do for others. That was the genesis, Brian, of you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. I continue to work because things like that.
Good. Let's stop.